Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Why are you getting beaten? Listen, you. Do as I say.
There's a video.
If you put together the time, she was 14 when he was abusing her and filming that video.
All right, everybody. I'm currently outside the jail where Andrew Tate is being held. And, dude, I don't see anybody here, bro. There's not a single... I mean, it is raining, to be fair. But, bro... Not a single person with a sign or a protest or anything, guys. Look at this. I'm pretty sure that right up there, it's like one of these buildings. It's pouring rain, but nobody here. What's going on?
Less than 10 days after Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami, Florida, there was a protest that was supposed to be held to release them. Only one lone protester showed up with a sign, and it was rather embarrassing. Since then, Andrew Tate has been seen through his jail cell window from an outside perspective. He looks like he has either grown a beard or has some sort of weird mascot. It's kind of creepy, but he's doing a dance through the window, and the fanboys in the crowd are going crazy. It sounds like there's only one or two of them, and the fanboy in the crowd is talking about how Andrew Tate knows the truth or something like that. Just take a listen.
He's doing a keto.
No. That is Andrew Tate right there. He's watching us record this video, and nobody's going to offer this perspective that we're going to offer. And Andrew Tate's the only one that's going to understand it, and he's going to take our advice, and he will fly us out and have a meeting and a podcast with us. Mark my words.
There's no way. Andrew Tate is going to fly us out and have a meeting and a podcast with us? Everything this guy does is so incredibly transparent and transactional. That's not going to happen because Andrew Tate likely will never be released. The Trump admin already tried that, and we know that through the connections they have. In this clip of Andrew Tate being arrested, you see Manosphere celebrity Justin Waller walk up and take off all of Andrew Tate's chains. This is the same Justin Waller that was good friends with Barron Trump and gave him a bunch of dating advice and clothing advice. Also, all of the Trump family members, Don Jr., even J.D. Vance, the Trump admin VP, follow the Tate brothers on Twitter, have responded to them, have advocated for them, and the reporting is that Romanian officials dropped the charges suddenly after the Trump admin got into power and requested so. It is a despicable orgy of corruption, and now Andrew Tate is sitting in a jail cell thinking that protesters are out there, but it's just kind of I can't lie, it's kind of embarrassing.
All right, everybody, so I'm joined here today with the lone protester who's been standing outside of Andrew and Tristan Tate's jail all by himself. Brother, I want to ask you, what brings you out here to stand all alone for the Tates?
It's entirely, they've been there for us. Now we can be there for them. I don't care about anything else other than those two sets of eyes up there, seeing me, looking down, and knowing that there is at least one person out here that's saying, I got you. They're trying to break them. That's all they're trying to do right now.
Imagine going through 9 months of pregnancy just to have a son that is Andrew Tate's number one fan. If his mom is watching this, I am so incredibly sorry, but come on, Andrew Tate's number one fan. By the way, if you appreciate these quick vacation updates, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We have a lot to cover. So after Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami, Florida, their jewelry was removed, they were taken to a detention center, and are set to be extradited on human trafficking and rape charges. This is Andrew Tate in the back of the vehicle being detained, and the reporting is that Andrew Tate allegedly is uncontrollably shitting himself while stuck in solitary confinement. He even said, I'm in special housing unit. My water faucet is broken. I am not allowed bottles of water in SHU. I have nothing clean to drink. It has given me persistent stomach problems, which kind of gives us a hint at what's happening here. But Andrew Tate keeps getting community noted as well. He keeps running this fake PR campaign. It's so despicable. It's what Trump does as well, where they act like they are the victim. They act like they are the ones who were wronged. When I have played dozens of videos on this channel of Andrew Tate admitting what he did, that he would have women against their will funneled into a camera industry where he would sleep with them, he would isolate them, manipulate them, and then take all of their funds. We have played the clips over and over and over. Andrew Tate said, I am being held in SHU, the highest level of security which exists. No commissary, no visits, no contact. My neighbor is a cannibal who screams throughout the night. There was a funny tweet that was responding to this. It was like, I'm a cannibal. My neighbor was Andrew Tate and I'm scarred. You know, Andrew Tate, here's the community note. Andrew Tate is being held at the Federal Detention Center, FDC Miami, which is an administrative security facility, not a maximum security prison. In the U.S. federal system, the highest security classification is the ADX Florence Supermax facility. He then got noted again because he said, for the people holding signs outside the jail, it's very high up here and the smaller signs are hard to read, but I can feel every word. Thank you. The community note says, there was only one person outside the jail today with a sign. It's just funny because he put smaller signs as if there was a large crowd of people. He then said last night, there are far fewer correctional officers on my wing than when I first arrived in the SHU. It feels eerily quiet up here. I would never kill myself. Okay. People keep asking how Andrew Tate has access to his Twitter account. I just want to clarify, number one, it's likely not him. He has a team that runs the same protocol every single time of trying to get Andrew Tate to seem like the victim. They've been doing this for 4 to 5 years where they send out these false tweets about him being locked in a maximum security prison. Number two, they're not going to Epstein Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate was not Jeffrey Epstein. He's probably one of the closest analogs to it in the modern day sense because, I don't know, he did human traffic, sex traffic, and he was a public figure that was well connected with the Trump admin and it was covered up. But the difference is Andrew Tate was rather open and reckless about it. Jeffrey Epstein didn't have the era of the internet to be blasting it everywhere. He was kind of just discreet by emailing thousands, tens of thousands of times. That's the Epstein emails. Andrew Tate has dozens of videos out there. And I just want to remind you how serious this shit is for the Tate brothers. This tweet right here reads, not sure if everyone is fully aware of what is facing Andrew Tate right now. If the US extradites him, he will likely face trial in the UK, facing potentially 20 plus years in jail if found guilty. Once he served his time, or been acquitted, he would be transferred to Romania and face similar sentencing there if found guilty. If not extradited, he will have to return to Romania to face trial there, facing potentially 20 plus years in jail if found guilty. Once he served his time there, slash been acquitted, he would be transferred to the UK to face his charges there. There is no scenario where he can realistically avoid trials in both the UK and Romania unless he literally spends the rest of his life on the run or unless the Trump admin steps in to help him out. But this is why he's so screwed. Just listen in his own words. I know that I keep playing these clips. I get emails saying, Adam, you are being a bit repetitious. You are repeating yourselves with the same clips, but this is how we get the word out. Andrew Tate has been doing this for a decade and repeating the same BS, poisoning the minds of young men and people all across the country, and it is on us to push back.
I created a system that allowed me to convince girls to do this, allowed me to retain 100% control of their income, allowed me to make sure they were effective because it's a super competitive industry. Don't think this is easy money. You're just going to put a girl on a camera and they're going to get rich straight away. No, it's very competitive and it's very difficult. I learned every tip and trick it takes to make sure a girl gets paid. I know how to make sure the girl can't run away. Because once you teach a girl how to do this, she has the ability to make unlimited money from home. Why would she still give it to you? Why would she just run off and keep it all for herself? Why are you getting your percentage? I learned how to do everything to take a nobody and make her a somebody. I learned how to take a nothing, turn her into a cash cow. And betas from all across the world would be sending money into her, my bank account.
I've played this video a lot on this channel because it's just despicable, but listen to this. Breaking. Former National Anti-Trafficking Coordinator Madalena Terza says it has come to her attention, quote, unofficial and official channels within the Trump administration have been pressuring the Romanian government to lift the travel restrictions on self-confessed sex traffickers Andrew and Tristan Tate. Over the course of a few days, the following things had transpired. And this was about a year ago. Romanian Foreign Minister Emil Hrazanu told G4 Media that Trump's special envoy Richard Grenell had requested that the Tate's restrictions be lifted. Grenell was quoted by the Financial Times as saying, quote, I support the Tate brothers, as evident by my publicly available tweets. I want to remind you, Paul Ingrassia also stepped in on the Tate brothers' behalf, and he's a part of the Trump admin. There are literally former Andrew Tate lawyers that got a position within the Trump admin and are lobbying for the Tate brothers. Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu made a statement saying that no demands were made by the Trump admin, and now more reports to the contrary. This is a mess, and clarification from the Trump admin is needed considering the amount of support towards the Tates in Trump's circle. Even Barron Trump may be investigated for this.
Jane Doe was an American from Florida. She met Tristan Tate when he came to visit Miami. They met online and then ended up meeting in person. And, you know, she thought he was charming and she thought he was impressive. He was really successful. You know, he was showing off as he does. Like, she felt incredibly special that he wanted to spend time with her and that he was interested in her. She said, like, he made her feel incredibly special and she thought they were falling in love. So when he invited her to come to Romania to be with him, she was excited to go. And, you know, they paid for her ticket to get there. She flew over to Romania. She essentially started seeing red flags and felt like things were not right from the beginning. She thought she was going to spend time with Tristan in Romania, that their relationship was going to develop. That was the purpose of her coming, that, you know, she was a musician. She would, you know, find work, play her music, grow her music career. But repeatedly, she's being, you know, introduced to this webcam business and being asked if she wants to do it. And, you know, you don't have to do it, but just think about it. And here's someone who does it. And all of the women are living in a house together and they're all seem to be working on webcam. And now she's in this house, right? And there's sex toys and they're staying up all night. And, you know, these women don't seem happy. And all of them are in a relationship with one of the brothers, which is strange. You know, do they work there? Or are they in relationships? Why are they in relationships with someone they're supposedly working with? It didn't feel right. And she starts to panic. She formed a connection with another young woman there, Mary Doe. And once they started talking, comparing notes, they just realized that, you know, they were lied to, that they were brought over here for some other purpose than what they thought. And they just wanted to leave. And she's, you know, communicating with her parents, like, you know, I'm just going to sneak out of here. Communicated with a friend who was a Marine sergeant. And so like the brave serviceman that he is, you know, she just wanted to sneak out, but he had been trained. He knows he has an obligation to report human trafficking and right, that, you know, he's not going to leave her to try and figure out this out on her own. He did the right thing. He made a report to the U.S. Embassy. And so that initiated a raid. And so, you know, we don't know what happened behind the scenes, but eventually the different Tate properties were raided. The women were rescued and Jane Doe and Mary Doe just did the right thing, right? They were taken into custody by law enforcement. And they did the right thing and they cooperated and they told the truth of what they saw and witnessed and experienced. Jane Doe did not go to the media and make accusations. I see a lot of people saying, oh, this is Me Too gone wrong, or this is false accusations for fame, for clout, for money. She did not go to the media and make claims about it.
You know, let me show you how much of clowns Andrew Tate's lawyers actually are. This is Andrew Tate's lawyer, Joseph McBride, on Tim Pool's show saying, quote, even if you accept all the allegations against them is true, the amount of good they've done for the world tremendously outweighs the bad. Come on, man.
These are good men who have done a lot of good for the world, right? Even if you accept all the allegations against them is true, the amount of good that they've done for the world tremendously outweighs the bad. And people don't see it because there's a very one-sided narrative.
Yeah, because of the words said by the Tate brothers. That's why it's one-sided. At the time of this interview, the Tates were charged with alleged crimes, including rape, human trafficking, sex acts with a minor for allegedly violently raping a 15-year-old and trafficking a 17-year-old into webcam pornography. So Joseph is saying that even if the Tates did traffic and rape women and children, it should be outweighed if they told teenage boys to do push-ups or whatever and gave them poisonous advice. Here's the lawyer today trying to give his best legal argument. If this is your lawyer, you are absolutely cooked. And by the way, as I was researching for this video, I realized there is a whole ecosystem out there of right-wing pro-Andrew Tate BS, and we are leading the way in fighting back against that ecosystem. So make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are rallying the troops. We are fighting the fight and pushing back against this absolute poison. But this is Andrew Tate's lawyer, right?
There's a long-standing court order in effect in Romania, and that court order essentially in purpose stays the United Kingdom's extradition proceedings. The agreement with Romania in the United Kingdom is for the United Kingdom to step back and let proceedings play out in Romania. And at the conclusion of those proceedings, should Andrew and Tristan be convicted there after their sentence, then Romania would extradite them. Should Andrew and Tristan beat all the charges in Romania hands down, then Andrew has already agreed that within 30 days, the United Kingdom can extradite him.
Did they on purpose hire a lawyer that looks kind of like Andrew Tate, bald and has a beard? Also, he's talking about a stay between Romania and the United Kingdom, but Andrew was arrested in Miami and will be extradited to the United Kingdom. That is the difference. If you have anybody in your life who doesn't know whether or not the Tates are guilty or are calling it rigged, then just show them the plethora of videos of Andrew Tate being an absolute asshole and bragging about what he's done.
There's a video from 10 years ago that showed me in a sexual act with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Watch this. Watch. It proves.
There's a video from 10 years ago that showed.
It proves via dates that he slept with a 15-year-old and used her. This was filmed in 2022, and he says, 10 years ago, so.
Me, in a sexual act with one of my ex-girlfriends. From 10 years ago, 10 years ago.
Stupid bitch. I didn't say the word list. Did I say listen?
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say something about the video that's been released recently about me and my ex-boyfriend, Andrew Tate. Andrew is my still great friend. What you guys saw on the video, it's just what we used to do. It was just pure game. He's a great guy. He would never hurt anyone.
There's a video from 10 years ago that showed me in a sexual act with one of my ex-girlfriends.
This is what happens, you don't listen. Look at the camera. Why are you getting hit? Why are you getting beaten? Listen. You. Do as I say.
There's a video.
So she was 14 at the time. Long story short, if you put together the time, she was 14 when he was abusing her. And filming that video. Absolutely despicable. Not that that would be okay at any age, but there's a difference between two consensual adults doing some sort of role play versus a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 28-year-old. That is despicable. It reminds me of Max Miller, the Republican from Ohio, who is currently under investigation by the Ethics Committee for throwing boiling water at his wife, shoving her, and holding a gun to her head. The 2-year-old child of her, of him and his wife, has a broken clavicle, and they don't know how it happened, but there is a palm print right there. Very, very suspicious and despicable. One more thing. About 2 years ago, you'll probably remember that Matt Gaetz, a representative from Florida, randomly resigned after being investigated. This says, ABC News exclusively reports that the woman involved in the Justice Department investigation into sex trafficking allegations against Representative Matt Gaetz sat for multiple days of testimony in front of the House Ethics Committee and testified that Gaetz had sex with her when she was a minor in high school at age 17. It is despicable what the Republican Party will cover up, what they will defend, what they will repeatedly do. These top Republicans like Trump, like Matt Gaetz, like Max Miller, people like Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, Russell Brand, the largest figures in the movement claim to be religious and yet are despicable. We are going to continue to rally the troops and fight back. If you want to join the mission, drop a like, subscribe below. I love you all. See you in the next video. I'm going to hand the channel off to Chris for the rest of the day. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.